Welcome back to Giants.com. John Schmoke, Anita Marks with your fantasy football fix for week number four in the National Football League. I lost my fantasy game last week thanks to Andre Johnson, Mike Wallace, and Martellus Bennett giving me bupkis.
And a lot of people are in that same boat because, John, there's a ton of like really high-name premier fantasy football guys that you went on, you drafted like in the first, second, third round that are not performing so far this fantasy football season. So.
Got to hit those waiver wires and make sure you pick up the guys that are good from week to week. And let's find out who those guys are in week number four. Anita, quarterback, you like one player. We're not sure if he's even going to play yet this week.
I think he will. He has to pass the concussion test in the NFL. We know how important that is and how serious it is with Roger Goodell. But if he does play Terrell Pryor, I love him against the Washington Redskins. They are giving up a ton of points to opposing quarterbacks. And keep in mind, you've got two teams on a bye, Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers, and Aaron Rodgers in the Green Bay Packers. If you're desperate for a quarterback and he's playing, I highly recommend you grab him off the waiver wire if he's available and play him. He's definitely a top 10. Also, Philip Rivers, the new offense Mike McCoy's brought over from Denver to San Diego has really bode well for Philip Rivers, and he's going up against the Dallas Cowboys. I think this will be a very competitive game.
Let's go over to running back, Anita. A couple of guys you like and another Oakland Raider. Is this Oakland Raider week for you?
It is. I mean, look, they're home going up against the Washington Redskins.
Let me fix that. Anti-Redskins week for you. I'll fix that.
Well, yeah, I guess Giants fans really would rather hear it be phrased that way, but the Washington Redskins have arguably the worst defense in the NFL, so yeah, fantasy-wise, you want to play the quarterback, the wide receiver, the running back, everybody who's going up against the Washington Redskins. So I think I have Darren McFadden as my number two running back this week in fantasy football. Also, Bilal Powell. Am I pronouncing that properly?
Bilal, I believe,
okay,
yes.
Thank you. Powell. You've got Chris Ivory with the Jets who has a hamstring injury, and Powell has really proven that he's the workhorse for the New York Jets. So I really like him. Guys you want to steer clear of, Stephen Ridley, as well as C.J. Spiller. Spiller dealing with a quad. Now, if you're desperate and you need a running back, I really like Brandon Bolden. He's a guy that the Patriots really like using in the passing game. He's kind of like your poor man, Shane Vereen, who's on IR right now, should come back maybe week 11. But this is a guy that I think they're going to use in the passing game, and they're going to have to keep the points up against Atlanta.
PPR leagues, keep your heads up for Mr. Bolden. No
I
question
do like
about
him.
It. Finally, wide receivers, thanks to an unfortunate pizza incident, you like Ryan Broyles.
I do. Nate Burleson driving home with a pizza. It was started to fall off. He reached over to try to get it while he was in the car. He has a broken arm. So Ryan Broyles, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. He's starting opposite Megatron. So, yes, I really dig him against Chicago. Also, Torrey Smith going up against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have given up the most touchdowns to opposing wide receivers so far this year. Guys, you want to steer clear of Larry Fitzgerald on Revis Island this week, dealing with a hamstring issue. Also, Santonio Holmes put up great numbers last week, but going up against Tennessee, they totally took Eddie Royal, who's had five touchdown passes thrown his way the first 2 weeks. Took him out of the equation. I know a lot of people went out and they picked up Holmes on the waiver wire. Not a good week to start him.
Very quickly, tight ends. I know you like Kobe Fleener after a quiet rookie season. You like him to break out a little bit in week four.
I do. He's going up against the Jaguars. The Jaguars gave up two touchdowns to Seattle Seahawks tight end Zach Miller last week. A guy that you want to steer clear of is Kyle Rudolph. I mean, there's talk that Christian Ponder might not still be the quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings. So in Pittsburgh, they've given up no touchdowns to opposing tight ends. So Kyle Rudolph is a guy you want to remain on your bench.
Anita, best luck in week four.
Yeah, thank you. And best luck to you guys.
Bring home the W, folks. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.